Walking in his dead house, the only sound was a cricket bowing, the windows blown out and crowing on a crate full of wild jonquils. Inside, the silence is inward, a gasping feeling, grasping the weight of a story alone. Seeing the paint chipping, peeling, bursting, something appealing to a thirst I've known. The decay of presidents, of eclipses, of meteor showers, of ellipses, mercy for a theater of ghosts, growing larger in a seated arbor, like scattered notches in a door jam. Oil pencils under the crown moldings, marking a crow's foot to cut where the rose bush erupts. The interior arose in the bedrooms, now a garden, where the hallway is a cat's walk, and the living room is a back porch, and the gray lines hang in grays as the sun stages frays an inch of dust around its sunken frame, where they once drunk and prayed, needling a man's life into a woman's eyes, all hardship buried and gone, buried alive. No legacy carrying on, or is it all just left behind? And what's the difference between dead and dying and abandoned? Absence is a place I go to study myself. Absence is a place I choose to